Since 1954, Burnham Lumber has used only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom design building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham Lumber offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all of your building needs, and be sure to ask about the building material packages from Burnham Lumber of Ruie.
What is it that makes you powerful? It's not only having a voice, but knowing that it's heard loud and clear. We understand knowledge can change your life, and that energy will continue to power it. And because you're part of a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we're always listening. Because you're more than just a customer, you're a member. And what's more powerful than that?
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Kamari McGee out on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Throwing to Wall, feeds Klesman. 25-17 Ohio State. 7:30 left in the first half. Nolan Winter back in there. Throws to McGee against Bonner along the right sideline in front of the Ohio State bench. Feeds Winter at the top. Shot clock at 7. Hands off the Storr. A.J. to the line. Left lane line. Pivots. Up in the lane. Good. A.J. Storr with the bailout. 25-19 Ohio State. 7:10 left in the half. The ball is Mahaffey throwing to Roddy Gale. At the top of the circle. Matching up with Tyler Wall. He's a for Zed Keys. Key against Winter. A pass for Bonner around the Key screen. Bonner throws to Key. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the heel of the rim. No good. Kamari McGee the rebound. 6:50 left in the first half. Here's McGee on the right side throwing a wall. Feeds Winter. Wraps along the perimeter for Max Klesman. Throwing to Nolan. Hands it back to Max. Top of the circle. 25-19 Ohio State. 6:38 left in the first half. Winter left of the circle. Takes the hand off the Storr. 10 to shoot. Now Winter takes the three, and that's off the front rim. No good. Rebound into the hands of Evan Mahaffey. Mahaffey to the front court. Leads it for Jamison Battle. With three threes in this first half already. Gives to Mahaffey off the right wing in the lane. Pivots, working against Wall, fades, flips in the lane, and that is wide of everything. But it was deflected by Wall, they say. Not sure about that.
No. You're right. You should be sure about it. You're 100% right. You should be sure of it.
When you miss that badly, yes. Get the benefit of the doubt.
But Mahaffey was trying to create the contact.
Yep.
It should have been, if anything, you call an offensive foul. You don't reward bad offense.
6-7.
You can tell it's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I can tell, yeah. The shot clock is at 17, and looks like might be a little blood drawn on. There's some blood on the floor here. I'm not sure where it came from necessarily.
So with the stoppage on the offensive end for Wisconsin, right now Ohio State is icing all the ball screens. When I say icing all the ball screens, it's keeping on the side of the floor, either side. It doesn't matter. Whatever side it goes to, Ohio State's icing that. Wisconsin needs to get that ball swung to the top out of that so that they can get the defense of Ohio State to shift. Right now they're not doing it. They're keeping it on that side. That's why Ohio State's having so much success on the defensive end.
Hepburn back in for McGee. Inbounds pass to Bruce Thornton high on the right. Works off the Key screen. Wanted a lob to Key. Was deflected away by Winter. Now Middleton open. Left side three. Back iron no good. Winter secures the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:08 left in the half, 25-19 the Buckeyes. There's A.J. Storr, who has 10 points for Wisconsin already. Hepburn throwing to Wall. Wall against Gale. Right of the lane. Works baseline and got fouled by Roddy Gale. That'll be his first.
And Chucky does a great job of understanding if a ball screen comes in that situation, they're going to ice that. So instead, he waves A.J. Storr through, throws the ball in the post. You can't ice a post play.
13 foul, Ohio State. Inbounds pass Storr. Low on the left to the bucket. Lays it in. Got around Gale and Storr has 12. 25-21 Ohio State. 5:50 left in the first half. Bruce Thornton will start the offense for the Buckeyes. Just at the edge of the center circle, throwing to Battle. Battle hands it back to Thornton, feeds Key, top of the circle. Zed Key, one dribble, a handoff to Gale, left of the circle, drives left of the lane, whips it out to Middleton, but it's wide of the target, goes out of bounds. Turnover, Ohio State.
Good job by Nolan Winter, just being big. Right again, really good at getting small, taking that first step, getting down the lane line, but when you look at Nolan, what he was able to do, he was big enough there to take away that passing angle to create the turnover.
5:30 left in the first half, 25-21 Ohio State. Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall, right of the circle. Wall on the dribble, in the lane, turns it out to Winter. He'll feed Storr, flips to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky loops it into Wall, Parra defending, single coverage. Wall out to Klesmith, fakes the three. Max on the dribble, down the lane to the rim, shots blocked away, and into the hands of Jamison Battle. And here comes Thornton, left side to the front court. Whips it to Middleton, refeeds Thornton, he'll try a three. Left side, splashed it. Bruce Thornton, 34% from distance, make it 28-21 Ohio State. 4:57 left in the first half. Wall hands off to Klesmith, top of the arc. Sends it to Winter, rotates to Hepburn, off the right wing. Chucky out to Winter, open three, right of the circle, money. Nolan Winter from distance, make it 28-24 Ohio State.
Chucky drove, realized there's a shot blocker, played off 2 feet, was able to hit the wide open shooter. Max drove, didn't play off 2 feet, it was shot, was blocked, led to a three for Ohio State.
Thornton against Hepburn, who's crowding him. Right of the center circle, a throw to Battle. 4:27 left in the half. 4-point lead, Ohio State. Thornton outside right on the left-hand dribble. A high screen from Akpara. Dribbles to the right elbow. Throws it to Gale. He's with Storr. Gale steps back, tries a three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Winter the rebound. Here comes Wisconsin down four. 4:08 left in the first half. Klesmith left of the circle. Throwing to Wall, left wing. He's with Battle. Tyler sizing him up. Trying to work him inside. Backing to the left block is Wall. Still backing. Turns, reverse. Layup is good for Tyler Wall. He has six, and the Badgers are within two.
And Akpara has been their shot blocker. Akpara is guarding Nolan Winter. Nolan Winter's giving great minutes because that Akpara needed to come out, gave that post wide open for Tyler.
3:40 left in the half, 28-26 Ohio State. Gale goes cross court for Middleton, fakes the three, steps up, mid-range left side jump, off the rim, no, tipped up, no, rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Ohio State, they say. And the Badger bench not pleased with that call. We have the under four media timeout. It's a new season at Kohl's. With everyday styles at great prices, you get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 3 minutes, 31 seconds left in the first half. Ohio State 28, Wisconsin 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Ohio State's cooled off. Just one of its last seven shots have gone down. 3:31 left in the first half. Ohio State 28, Wisconsin 26.
I think when you look at what this team has done with the response, started by A.J. Storr really taking over on the offensive end. Now I really feel like they've got some chemistry back and they're playing with the tempo that we've been used to seeing so far.
A.J.'s out there with Crow, Blackwell, Gilmore, and Hepburn. Inbounding is Thornton into Roddy Gale. Checked by Storr. Finds Battle off the screen in the lane. Slips it inside to Mahaffey. Catches left block. Retreats to the wing, gives to Thornton, back to Mahaffey in the lane, throws it up and in and one. Evan Mahaffey with the take, and he has an and one, the lead back to four for Ohio State.
You look at this Ohio State team, very impressed with the way they've been playing on that offense. That ball's moving a lot more.
Yeah, it is.
Look at the way that second half ended against Indiana. Didn't see that as much. Well, yeah. They're doing it now.
Yeah, they were turnover prone in that game. Free throw is missed, by the way, and foul is on Carter Gilmore. 30-26, Ohio State. 3:13 left in the first half. Gilmore outside left, throws to Hepburn at the top off the Crow screen. Chucky slips at the Crow, left elbow. He backs up, a bounce pass to Storr. Storr against Gale, low on the left, shot blocked by Akpara, and Crow is there, feeds Storr, low on the left, kicks it to Blackwell, feeds Hepburn, long three, right side, front rim no good, runs down the rebound, feeds Storr, he'll take the three, left side, got it. A.J. Storr with 15 in the first half, and it's 30-29, Ohio State. Breaking, this Storr guy's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard that only once or twice. Yeah.
Thornton, the high screen from Akpara. Thornton again will use the Akpara screen, moves to his left, runner right hand of the lane, front rim no good, rebound Hepburn. 30-29, Ohio State, 2:27 left in the first half. Hepburn off the Crow screen. Chucky on the dribble, weaving right of the lane. Throws to Gilmore at the top. Sends it to Storr. A.J. jump stop, left elbow jumper. Off the rim, no good. Battle the rebound. Outlet left side to Thornton. 2:10 left in the half, 1-point lead, Ohio State.
Not a great shot by A.J., but you can live with that with what he's done so far.
15 points on 11 shots for Storr. He's hit seven of them. Here's Thornton, kicks to Mahaffey, right wing. And he'll drift it back out high. Throwing to Gale left side against Storr. Gale baseline left, and he got crowded and then fouled by Storr. That'll be the first on A.J. And the fourth on Wisconsin. Connor Asijan ready to check back in for the Badgers. Connor had that very encouraging outing against Nebraska. Comes in for Storr. Asijan had 12 points on 4 of 7 for the three-point line. Thornton baseline left will inbound with a minute 55 left in the half. Gets it into Akpara, left wing. Akpara, inside feed Mahaffey, low on the right, kicks it out to Battle. He'll try a three and hit a three, his fourth three of the half. He's 45% for the season, even better at home, 49%. 33-29, Ohio State, 1:37 left till halftime. Blackwell on the dribble, slips it to Gilmore. Carter high on the right, feeds Blackwell, stamps off a three, right of the circle, right back at you. John Blackwell with a triple, 33-32, Ohio State.
And he needed it because he gave that last three up to Battle by sinking way too far in the paint. So defensively, you make an error, go get one then. That's all right, young fella.
1:15 left till halftime. Thornton off the Battle screen, throws the left side to Mahaffey. Off the left wing, retreats. On the dribble at the free throw line, gives off to Thornton. Little hesitation move, left of the lane. Out to Gale, five to shoot. Gale against Asijan, drives on him, inside to Mahaffey. Low on the right, takes it left, one to shoot, and a shot clock violation. He got pinned inside, did Mahaffey, and it cost Ohio State. The D inside from Wisconsin as Tyler Wall will re-enter for Gilmore. 57.6 seconds left in the half, 33-32 Ohio State. Both teams 50-50 from the field.
Yeah, no, Steve Grohl did a good job of being nice and big down there. From having traveled first before the shot clock.
That burn throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Leaves it for Wall, high on the right. Wall finds Asijan for three in the lead. He hit it. Connor Asijan in the scoring column. 35-33 Wisconsin with 40 seconds left till halftime.
I would put money that was a special called by Greg.
Oh, Carver. Yeah.
It's a little pin down action that got him going.
Chris Holtman takes the timeout. The use it or lose it. 34.5 seconds to play. 22 to shoot. Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33.
I'll tell you right now, the more this season goes on, the more I sit back in just amazement of the pieces and the way that Greg Gard is putting it all together. I like that Connor Asijan play right there. Connor got beat on the defensive side by Roddy Gale. You look at Steve Kroll came over, helped, was a turnover. All right, let's run a play for Connor. Runs it, bangs a three. You're up two in the first half where you really haven't played that well.
Yeah, right. Well, both teams that we mentioned, Wisconsin now better than 50% for the field, 15 of 29. Ohio State's 50-50, 13 of 26. The Buckeyes have been a considerably better defensive team so far this season compared to last. Their defensive efficiency numbers have jumped some 40 spots. And Wisconsin 33rd in those Ken Palm numbers. But as Greg Gard asked before the game about, you know, kind of a progress report, better, not where I want it, but even he admitted what coach would ever tell you it's where I want it.
It's never going to be where he wants it.
Here's Thornton on the left side for Ohio State against Blackwell, throwing to Wakpara. Hands it back to Thornton. Thornton works it to Gale on the right side. He'll try a three over Hepburn, and that's off the back rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. 20 seconds left in the half, and let's see if Greg will play on. He's got to use it or lose it here. Hepburn on the dribble. Takes it across the midstripe with 12 seconds left in the half. Hepburn with a quick glance over to his head coach. Down to 8 seconds. He'll play on. Wall a high screen. Hepburn high on the right with 5 seconds left, and Chucky gets fouled. Ohio State has fouls to give, and Middleton will use one of them with 3.8 seconds left in the half.
And I'd expect Greg to take a timeout here.
Yep, yeah, he will. He wants to get AJ back, AJ Store back in there, well, among
three,
other things.
And yeah. 3.8 seconds. Now, yep. So this is exactly what you want. You can have play calls for side out of bounds, but Ohio State's have scouted them. They've seen a couple of those things. Now you can draw it out, sideline out of bounds. You can get the action you want. 3.8, there's more than enough time to be able to get the action you want and still have another option out of that.
Yeah, it does. Yep, 3.8 seconds, 35-33, Wisconsin. Both teams have committed just 4 fouls. I was saying, fouls to give Ohio State. Middleton used the one there.
Pretty clean first half.
Yeah, it really has been.
3 turnovers for Wisconsin, only 5 for Ohio State. And Ohio State's been a team that kind of has had some turnover problems before. You sit in the second half, that Indiana game had a lot of it. So a pretty clean first half.
The Hoosiers really capitalized on those turnovers, yes. Saturday night. Store, Hepburn, Crowell, Wall out there for Wisconsin, along with John Blackwell. Front court sideline right, heel inbound. And in front of the Ohio State bench, Blackwell looking, flips it into Hepburn with 3, Chucky with 2, deep 3 right side, banked it, missed it, rebound Akpara, and the first half has come to an end, and the Badgers take a 2-point lead into the locker room. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. We are at the half in Columbus, Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
U City Arena, Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33. A.J. Storr with 15 points leading the way for the Badgers. Tyler Wall with 6, 5 for Nolan Winter, 3 apiece for Hepburn, Blackwell, and Asijan. Asijan's 3 gave Wisconsin the lead. Jamison Battle with 14 for the Buckeyes, 4 out of 5 from long range. Bruce Thornton with 11. Zed Key with 4, 2 each for Evan Mahaffey and Roddy Gale Jr. Two really efficient offenses, pretty much as advertised here in this first half.
Yeah, but I thought Wisconsin's defense since the 8-minute mark has held Ohio State to 4 of 14 from the floor. Big difference than the 7 of 9 the first 12 minutes of the game. So I think that's where, and then all of a sudden, most teams play off their offense, their defense fouls. This Wisconsin team plays off their defense, and we've seen them create some opportunities. That got their offense going.
It did, and the Badgers with the final 6 points of the first half. 35-33, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. Coming up, our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Okay, I have to admit, 2024 really snuck up on me. Luckily, Kohl's has everything my family needs to start the new year out right. With the 15% off going on, I got my husband and I flex styles under $30 and Tech Gear activewear under $20. I also found a Nutribullet juicer for just $79.99. To top it all off, I earned Kohl's cash too. So, it's not too late to make a resolution, right? Offers end January 15th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
35-33, Wisconsin leads Ohio State at the half. Jamison Battle with a quite a first half for Ohio State. 14 points, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. He was 3 for 13 as a Gopher last year in the two games against Wisconsin. He's been left alone a couple times, but there was also a pretty nifty step-back three with the shot clock winding down. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap, right?
Well, yeah, but I think the first part of it was the first three he'd had was wide open in transition.
Transition, yep.
Now, we know he's a great shooter, So you can't let the first one go. Then that went, now all of a sudden it was a step-back, and now he's 4 or 5, and you got your hands full. But you knew you were going to have your hands full. So strap them up and get ready to play the second half.
Yeah, we've got a good one here in Columbus. Ohio State and Wisconsin with the Badgers leading at the break 35-33. More of a halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBB Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half in Columbus, Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33, alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. So Butch, you came in here yesterday for the practice, looked up, you saw the 2007 championship banner thing here. It's the elephant in the room. I mean, you got a little payback the following year.
Yeah.
Which was sweet.
Yeah, we did. But I don't know if those 07 banners would have been there if my elbow didn't go the other direction.
Yeah, it was
either.
Kind of pointing the wrong way.
Yeah, you'll have that. Well, no, yeah. You probably shouldn't have that. That's one that you shouldn't have. But, but this is, I think, you talked about this place, the energy. I remember going there 07, number one versus number two in the country. This place was electric. And you play the kind of what could have been. We got our payback, like you said. We still won a Big Ten championship that following year, but that 2017 we had, I thought was pretty good, and I thought could have made a deep run in the tournament had we been healthy. But that's college basketball.
Yeah, the talent on the floor, you think, of both sides
was pretty good.
It really was. Talent on the floor is not half bad here tonight either. Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33 at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow.
That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Yeah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33, halftime in Columbus. Quick U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Northwestern earlier tonight defeated Penn State 76-72. Brooks Barnheiser with 23 points to pace the Wildcats. They'll be at the Kohl Center Saturday for an 11 a.m. tip. Oh, the ranked teams continuing to fall. Number three, Kansas, losing to Central Florida 65-60. Fifth-ranked Tennessee lost to Mississippi State 77-72. And number four, UConn is in a tussle down in Cincinnati against Xavier. UConn leading 40-35 in the second half of that game. First half stats here of this one brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 15 of 30 from the field, 5 of 12 from the arc. The Badgers did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Ohio State 13 of 27 from the floor, also 5 of 12 from distance. Jamison battles 4 out of 5. Buckeyes 2 of 3 at the foul line. Ohio State a plus 2 on the glass. Paint points to Wisconsin 18 to 10. Second chance points to Wisconsin at 6-4, and the bench points 11-4 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers 8 assists and 3 turnovers, 6 assists, 5 turnovers for Ohio State. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 35, Ohio State 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Xavier game at the half with UConn leading 42-38. UConn ranked fourth this week. 1, 2, 3, and 5 have already lost here in the last 24 hours or so. The 15th ranked Badgers lead Ohio State at the break, 35-33 as we get set for the second half. Butchie, maybe the conclusion here as we approach the middle of January, there are a lot of really good teams, and you can make cases, teams that could make that deep run in March. that maybe there's not a dominant team after all in college basketball.
Well, I think it's a fair point, and it goes back to what I say. College basketball delivers. You just got to pay attention to it. Right? Like, I mean, it's always
better be now.
Deliver.
Yeah, it's
good. So now it's starting to get real, real good. And I do think there's some of that. I do, like, we saw that Arizona team up, you know, close. We both looked at each other and said, wow, who's going to beat them? Well, conference play, you kind of, you go on the road, you lose to Purdue. Like, there's enough opportunities there where I think the biggest question is consistency. Right? Like, that's what great teams do. They're consistent night in and night out. And that's where this second half is so big for this Wisconsin team. Consistency wise, didn't get off to the start that we thought they were going to get off to. Found it in the last 8 minutes, though.
Well, the Badgers, you know, the last 2 years, all of those close games, the 5 points or fewer. The closest game they've had in terms of a final score was against SMU in the championship game of the Fort Myers Invitational, and that was an 8-point game. Marquette got close, obviously. There were other games that got dicey. Wisconsin was able to stretch it out. We'll see how this unfolds. Badgers up 2 as we get set for the second half here in Columbus.
And both these teams are very similar. I mean, they just are. And I think that's where, you know, the will of executing what you want versus being forced to do something you don't want to do is going to play out here in the second half.
Badgers will have the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our right. Student section trying to get into it here, but, you know, to be honest, they're in a funk here in Columbus, Ohio, because their rival won a football national championship. So the next worst thing to Ohio State not winning a championship is Michigan winning one. So they're not real happy around here these days.
No, they're not.
I just thought when you wore the Michigan versus everybody shirt, that was a little tacky when you got in here.
I thought that fit perfect. No, I would never buy your shirt
Wear it in here. Not even as a joke. Second half underway. Here's Crowell, top of the circle. He'll throw to Tyler Wall on the right wing. He's with Mahaffey, who lays off a pass for Hepburn. He's with Thornton between the circles. Now it's Klesman high on the left. Checked by Jamison Battle. Slips to Crowell. Foul line jump is good for Stephen Crowell for his first points of the night.
Much better spacing on that first possession than he saw in the first half already.
37-33 Wisconsin, opening minutes second half. Buckeyes are first possession going to our left. Mahaffey throwing to Gale high on the right. He'll pass it to Thornton right of the circle. Thornton turns to Battle at the top. Quick close from Klesman as Battle retreats on the dribble. Feeds Gale, cuts off the right wing in the lane, hanging, shooting, missing, but he was fouled by Storr, and that's two on A.J. Storr.
And we've seen that a couple times now as back-to-back games where A.J. Storr with the rear contest that we've talked about a little bit, right? Yep. Like, and it's just understanding how to do that successfully without fouling.
He's going to need to be smart here for the next several minutes. He picked up that second foul. We're still in the first minute of the second half. And Roddy Gale, an 80% free throw shooter, gets 2, and he misses the first. The Buckeyes, the third best free throw shooting team in the conference. The Badgers are the best. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Wisconsin did not shoot a first half free throw. Fouls were at a minimum in the first half. Second free throw for Gale, and he'll split it as he gets the second. 37-34 Wisconsin. We're 45 seconds into the second half. As Hepburn brings it up, he'll throw to Klesman between the circles. Angles a pass for Crowell, who catches on the left wing. Crowell against Okpara. Bounce pass to Storr. Backing on Gale. Turns up left of the lane. Danced off the rim, no good. As a back tap from Crowell, and Wall gathers. Gives to Hepburn. Refeeds Wall. Now Klesman right side. Drives through the lane. Whips it out to Hepburn. Feeds Crowell. Hands it back to Chucky. Off the Crowell screen. Slips it to Stevie at the free throw line. Leans in. 14-footer. Heel of the rim, no good. Okpara the rebound for Ohio State. Minute 20 gone by, second half. Here's Bruce Thornton, right lane line. Lots to Okpara, low on the left, slam dunk for his first points. 37-36, Wisconsin, 90 seconds into the second half. Hepburn hands off the Storr, feeds Klesmit between the arcs. Max using the Crowell screen, right of the lane, turns it out to Stevie at the top. A bounce pass to a posting Tyler Wall. Low on the left, up over Mahaffey, and good. Wall with 8.
Good job of understanding and reading what Mahaffey was doing. He gave him that baseline drop step.
Roddy Gale at the top working around Wall, who hip checked him to the floor, and the foul on Tyler Wall will be his second and the second on Wisconsin here in the half.
Now we've seen that Tyler get 2 of those. When you when you're going around like that, make sure you show your hands and then try to slide those feet so they can't be that knee hook.
Bruce Thornton, baseline right, inbounds to Okpara, knocked away by Hepburn and out of bounds. Those active hands from Chucky Hepburn. Greg Gard saying, yeah, sometimes he gambles more than I would like, but he lives with it because Chucky's so smart and just has those instincts to make those plays most of the time. Here's Thornton at the free throw line, takes a left of the lane, little short jumper, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. One and out for the Buckeyes. Here's Wall on the dribble to the front court, hits the brakes, throws to Crowell at the top of the circle. Floats it to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky matched up with Evan Mahaffey, who knocked it away, and a turnover for Wisconsin, and then Hepburn guilty of the foul as he bumped into Thornton.
And that is just too much isolation. We haven't seen a lot this year for this Wisconsin team, but the ball just stuck on one side. And that's where Chucky gets his turnovers, only 18 of them. But that's when you get in problems.
With his first turn of the night, he has four assists. Here's Thornton at the top of the circle. 39-36 Wisconsin, about 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Roddy Gale on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Lobs it into Okpara. He'll catch low on the right and went up. Knocked away by Crowell into the hands of Tyler Wall. Glides up the left sideline of the front court. Little hesitation. Left of the lane. Turns it out to Crowell. Feeds Hepburn. Pass fake to Klesman. Throws to Crowell instead. The pass fake. Wide open three. Left of the circle. Hit the front rim. No good. Battle the rebound. Now it's Thornton up the floor for Ohio State. Thornton outside left. Klesman will pick him up. Thornton top of the circle, a pass for Roddy Gale, fakes left, makes that fakes right, moves left, and he got bumped in the lane, and the foul assessed to Wall. That's his third. Nolan Winter and John Blackwell coming in. Carter Gilmore will check in as well. Crowell and Storr will come out, and I would think Wall as well as he picked up that third foul.
Well, that's where Tyler's having problems right now and on that defensive end. Roddy Gale's getting around that corner, and that's where he's picking up those fouls.
Thornton baseline left, loops it into Okpara against Nolan Winter. A handoff to Thornton. Hepburn knocked it away. Chucky gets the steal and then gets tripped up by Thornton, and the foul is called on the sophomore guard for Ohio State.
And that's why you can live?
Yes.
With some of those gambles.
Yep. I was kind of wondering, in football you would call it the turf monster. I'm not sure that Chucky maybe tripped on his own. The fans are reacting. They saw the replay, but the foul assessed to Thornton. Zed Key will check in for Okpara. 16:54 remaining. 39-36 Wisconsin. John Blackwell, front court sideline, left will inbound. Throws it into Hepburn. Chucky drift out to the center circle against Bruce Thornton. Hepburn hands off to Blackwell. Sends it to Max Klesman between the arcs. High screen Winter. Klesman throws to Nolan. Hands it back to Klesman for three straight on. And that's too hard, no good. Rebound to Roddy Gale of Ohio State. Gale brings it up the left side of the front court for the Buckeyes. Working off screens from Mahaffey and Key. Gale, right elbow, kills the dribble. Needs some help. Finds Thornton outside right. Thornton against Hepburn off the right wing. In the lane, short jumper in traffic is good for Bruce Thornton. He's having himself a night. 13 points for Thornton. He averages 17 a game. 39-38 Wisconsin. 16-12 to play. Nolan Winter hands off to Hepburn. Chucky leads it for Gilmore. Left of the circle. A pass for Blackwell. Blackwell right-hand flip for Nolan Winter. Gives off to Hepburn high on the right. Feeds Gilmore at the top. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell high on the left. Finds a curling Klesman. Foul line jumper is good for Max Klesman. His first points.
Still not a great pace right now on the offensive end. They score on that, but the ball's sticking just a little bit more than we've been used to seeing.
41-38 Wisconsin, 15:40 remaining. Gale goes inside, caught by Mahaffey, pinned underneath, kicks it back out to Gale outside right. Off the Mahaffey screen, Gale pull up baseline right jumper, rattles out, no good. Rebound Klesman for Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half, 41-38 the Badgers. Klesman outside right, throws to Gilmore, turns it to Winter, a flip for Hepburn. Chucky on the left wing, on the dribble against Bruce Thornton. Hepburn starts to back, turns, baseline left, fadeaway, good for Hepburn. He has five, and it's 43-38 Wisconsin with 15:08 to play. Bruce Thornton on the right side against Hepburn. They have him isolated, backing down on Chucky. Thornton off the right block. Knocked away, got it back. Now Mahaffey, right elbow, feeds Battle. Battle on the dribble to the free throw line. Flips to Mahaffey. Mahaffey cuts into the lane. Up over Gilmore, right hand, good off the glass. Mahaffey with four, 43-40, Wisconsin.
We had a good one going on
here
right now. That's exactly what it is.
14-40 remaining. Hepburn slips it to Winter up top. They work the perimeter to Klesman on the right wing. Max fakes right, moves left at the top of the circle. Goes to Winter, leaves it for Hepburn. The shot clock down at 10. Chucky left of the center circle. Hepburn directing traffic with seven to shoot. A pass for Blackwell off the left wing. Now for Winter left corner. Four to shoot. Out to Chucky. Long three straight on. And that's an air ball. And out of bounds to Ohio State. And we hit the under 16 media timeout.
And Nolan's got to shoot the corner three.
Yeah, he does.
You got to let it fly.
We'll take a break at U.S. Bank. We know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 14-16 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Ohio State 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Badgers is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 43-40, Wisconsin, 14-16 remaining. Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin right now as Hepburn takes a break. Bruce Thornton to the front court, throwing to Battle, hands it back to Thornton. Blackwell picks him up. Thornton lobs it to Zedke, top of the circle, hands off to Scotty Middleton back in there for the Buckeyes. Middleton puts it on the deck, right lane line, pushed it up and missed, but he was fouled. And Middleton will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, he's gotten better. I mean, coming off probably his best game, his last game he played. Scotty Middleton's been more aggressive for this Ohio State team. The question I have right now for this Wisconsin team is the group you have on, they've got to defend.
They do.
But where is the offense going to come from?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. It's McGee, Klesman, Blackwell, Winter, and Gilmore. Carter picked up that foul, by the way. Middleton misses the first free throw. Hasn't gotten there often and has not been particularly good when he has gotten to the foul line. He's 6 of 12 now for the season. I describe him as kind of that classic 3-and-D type of player. Second free throw, that's off the back rim, no good. Blackwell, the rebound for Wisconsin. Badgers protect the three-point lead, 43-40. 13:52 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Klesman, flips it to Gilmore high on the left. Now Blackwell up top, refusing the screen from Winter. He'll turn it out to Nolan. He'll try a three right of the circle, and that's too long, no good. And the rebound comes down to Roddy Gale for Ohio State. And now Thornton to the front court for the Buckeyes. Thornton off the battle screen. Hands out to the right wing. Looped it inside. Key catches against the freshman Winter. Key at the right block. Kicked it out to Gale with a pass fake. Puts it on the deck. Slips it inside. Battle catches low on the left. Layup good. Battle with 16. 43-42 Wisconsin with 13:19 remaining. Let's see how long Greg Gard stays with this lineup. Here's Klesman out high. High screen Winter. He'll use it again. Going right to left. Klesman left lane line. Into Winter. Low on the left. Goes up and in. Pretty play. And then Winter goes to the floor hard. And he's a little shaken up. Let's see.
And they're going to review this right now. But you're right. Got he, falling down. Got his head. They are going to look at this.
Yeah, they'll look for a potential flagrant there as he could tangled up with Key. 45-42 Wisconsin with 13:04 remaining. So Doug Sermon, Skip Kissinger, Earl Walton, the officiating crew, and they will take a look.
Now, live, that didn't look like much. Yeah, just a play. Nolan scored it.
Yep.
And then fell down his head and hit his head.
Yep.
But a really good read there by Nolan.
It really was, yeah.
He had the pop at first. Max drove deep, realizing that the angle wasn't there for the kickback, then cut right to the front of the rim. And you hear me say it a little time, but you cut to the front of the rim,
yep.
Good things happen.
Good things happen. Winter appears to be okay, by the way, but he is being subbed for. Steven Crowell back in there. A.J. Storr back in the lineup as well. And here's Bruce Thornton to the front court. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. Just under 13 minutes remaining here at Value City Arena. Roddy Gale on the right-hand dribble. Right of the lane. Picked up by Crowell on the switch. Loops it inside. Key catches. Right block. Turns up left hand. No good. Rebound. Gilmore for Wisconsin. Outlet to Kamari McGee with 12:43 to play. 45-42 the Badgers. McGee with a bounce for Gilmore. Rotates the Storr high on the left. Storr flips to Gilmore left wing. Bounces to Stephen Crowell. Left of the lane is Crowell. Single coverage from Key. Backing is Crowell. Backing to the left block. Working inside. Boy, he got tied up by Key. Up and in. It counts and a foul. Boy, a little jersey grab going on among other things. And Crowell plays through it for the and one.
Big boy move is what that was. A big boy move is what that was.
Yep, that's the stronger Stephen Crowell, about 250 these days. Chucky Hepburn comes in for McGee. Okpara subs in for Key.
He couldn't have done that last year against Ed Key.
Nope.
It's very simple. Couldn't have done that.
4 points, five rebounds for Crowell. Free throw is good. That was the first free throw attempt of the night for Wisconsin. Badgers now with their biggest lead at 6 points, 48-42 with 12:20 remaining. Bruce Thornton pounds the dribble. Hands off the battle. He'll flip to Middleton high on the right. Sends it to Okpara, top of the circle. A dribble handoff to Gale. Gale against Storr. Gale for three, up top. Thuds off the back rim, no good. Whistle inside, foul called. Blackwell getting tangled up with Okpara. And they're actually going to call it on Crowell. That'll be his first. He was in there, too.
Yeah, yep. He pushed him there. Now, this is an Ohio State team that averages close to 14 offensive rebounds a game. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin's done a good job. Only giving up six to them.
Yeah, second chance points still favoring Wisconsin at 6-4. Bruce Thornton, baseline right, will inbound for Ohio State. Thornton looking into battle. Baseline right against Hepburn. Battle sizes him up. Little jab step. Working baseline right. Pull up jump is good. We're talking about Battle shooting threes. He can shoot effectively inside the arc as well. 48-44 Wisconsin. 11:50 remaining. Here's John Blackwell. Dribble drive right lane line to the cup, and it's knocked away. Middleton out of bounds to Wisconsin, as we'll have the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:48 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Ohio State 44. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow.
That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Game remaining in Columbus, Wisconsin 48, Ohio State 44. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
All right, been tight most of the way. Ohio State briefly led by 8 points in the first half. Wisconsin is led by as many as six. Badgers lead by four now, 48-44, with 11 minutes and 48 seconds to play. It will be Wisconsin basketball with 20 on the shot clock.
And we talked about that lineup. Wisconsin, I don't want to say weathered it because it's not the right word, but that lineup, we were a little worried about where offense was going to come. Now, they did their job. Now your starters are back in.
And that's A.J. Storr with a ball up top for Wisconsin against Roddy Gale. A flip to Hepburn. He's with Thornton. Chucky out high. Loops it to Crowell. Top of the arc. Hands it back to Hepburn. Chucky for three straight away, and it's too long, no good. The rebound to Felix Akpara. Here comes Thornton for Ohio State. The Badgers 5 of 17 from the three-point line. Ohio State is 5 of 13. Thornton on the right side. Goes into Jamison Battle, mid-post right. He's against Max Klesmit, backing his Battle. Turns, baseline right, fadeaway. Danced off the rim, no good. Wall, the rebound for Wisconsin. Strong with it as crashing in on him was Scotty Middleton. 11:05 to play, 4-point lead Wisconsin at 48-44. Max Klesmit throwing a Wall high on the left. He'll give it up to Crowell, top of the circle. Big Stevie holds and looks, leaves it for Wall on the attack. Stops inside the right elbow. Now Klesmit snaps off a three. Left side in and out. No good. Akpara the rebound.
Good look, though.
It was. Here's Thornton to the front court for the Buckeyes on the left-hand dribble. Around a Battle screen. Picked up by Wall. Left of the circle. Thornton fires a three. And that's off the front rim. No good. Akpara the rebound. Up. Got it. It counts. And a foul. Bad miss on the three. But Akpara was there to clean it up. And he gets an and one. As Ohio State pulls to within two, as Stephen Crowell is called for his second foul.
Matt, you said it, a bad miss. And those are the toughest to rebound.
Yep.
It didn't hit the rim, it hit the side of the backboard. And you're not ready to rebound those basketballs.
48-46 Wisconsin with 10:35 to play. Akpara is 14 of 24 this season at the free throw line, and he knocks that down straight through. 3-point play. It's 48-47 Wisconsin with 10 and a half minutes remaining. Tyler Wall hands off to A.J. Storr, throwing to Hepburn high on the left. Hepburn turning down the Crowell screen. He'll throw it to Stevie, top of the arc. Now a couple of dribbles, gives off to Storr. Storr, long three, straight away. Danced off the rim, no good. Rebound tip, pulled down Crowell, low on the left. Shot blocked by Akpara. That's what he does, and here comes Thornton for Ohio State.
Thornton to the front court. Gives off to Roddy Gale. Knocked away Hepburn. Gale picks it up in the backcourt. Spun away from Hepburn. Gale driving on Tyler Wall. A kick out to Thornton on the right wing. Thornton slashing off the wing. Feeds Middleton. Tries a three. Left side. Good. And Ohio State takes the lead at 50-48 with 9:50 remaining. And Greg Gard's going to use a timeout as the Buckeyes on an 8-point run have grabbed the lead here in the second half. We'll take a break. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 9:47 to play. Ohio State 50, Wisconsin 48. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of